That's the golden time of day. It's a time that the sun turns to gold all around. That's the golden time of day.
This is House of Purpose with your host, Todd Jackson, and our title tonight is Self-Hate, the Roadblock to Purpose, and that was The Golden Time of Day by Frankly Beverly Mays. And the golden time of day is that time when you know just who you are, exactly who you are, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, your strengths, your weaknesses, your goings, your coming. That is the golden time of day. So what we'll look at tonight is purpose. What is purpose? And that's what the house of purpose is. It is a center, a place, the theme that helps an individual to understand their purpose. Or navigate them to their purpose. That's the most powerful thing that anybody on this globe can have, is an idea or to know who you are individually and collectively, to be able to answer the question about who am I. That is the most powerful thing. So tonight, for anybody that wants to call in, the call-in number is 416-8362. The call-in number is 646-716-8362. And what we want to look at is self-hate. You know, it's one of the main factors that stops us as a people, Black, Negro, African-American, however you want to identify yourself. It is the thing that has been instituted upon us since the time we've got here. But we don't want to, this is not to bash anybody. This is not to beat up on white folks, to beat up on the church, the pastor. And quite frankly, we're really not even here to talk about self-hate too much, because we got a pretty firm grip of what self-hate is. We see it all the time. We see it among our community and our families. It's just that thing that continues to plague us. But it is a dangerous thing. It is a powerful weapon that has been used against us. So the conversation tonight is, what are the steps needed? What should we do to reprogram our subconscious mind. Because our subconscious mind is where these things are implanted. And so we need to have some steps to be able to reprogram our subconscious mind. So we're definitely going to open up for conversations in a few minutes. But one thing I wanted to look at is, the first question is, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on it, where does the self-hate come from? You know, we've identified that as our problem. Where does self-hate come from? And it's the social engineering factories. And there are a lot of social engineering factories, but we'll just list two or three. We know the media. The media is full of promotion of self-hate for black folks. The next one is our educational system. You know, there's no value. It teaches that we have no value to society or civilization. And probably the third and probably the most, probably the longest going is religion. You know, it's to believe, whether we want to admit to it or not, to believe that white man is God. We have deified him. We have deified him through the images. You know, most black folks will fight you if you take white Jesus off the wall. You'll get the type of comments where color don't really matter. You know, so, but at the same time, you better not put no black Jesus up there. That's all I know. Now, white Jesus fine, but you put a black Jesus up there, they gonna put their hands on you. So we see that we understand self-hate. Where does it come from? The social engineering factory. That's what we'll call them at. The social engineering factories are the media, the educational system, and then religion. That's those are the social engineering factors. So we got a clear understanding. That's where self-hate comes from. And it's been implanted in our subconscious mind. And some of it, some of our, the rooting and the planning in our subconscious mind is deep. It's deep for a lot of us. So what do we do? How do we, basically the main question is, how do we reprogram the subconscious mind? You know, how do we dig in and do surgery on the subconscious mind to remove these negative images, these negative thoughts, this low self-esteem, this low self-worth? Because the subconscious mind retains all of the bad things, in a sense. It retains all of those things, negative things. And I think it's just clear and simple. You know, there's not no magic wand. It takes some work, folks. It takes some work. One of the first steps is, hey, you whether someone else does it or you have to do it, is making a declaration of who you are. And that's the first thing. We go to the story of Moses. And I'm reading out of my book, The Intended Design, A Journey to Self-Awareness, that I co-authored with Adriana Gardner. You can find this book on lulu.com, or you can go to Amazon. And the title is Intended Design, A Journey to Self-Awareness, where we ask four questions. And these four questions are critical. The first one is, who am I? And in that who am I, we look at the story of Moses in Exodus, the third chapter, the first through the 15th verse. And we look at this esoterical story, you know, and I guess that's another show for another time, is how we look at the Bible. Everything is veiled in allegory. And that's not to say that if it's allegory, it's not powerful, because there are lessons within the story to help each and every one of us. But going back to the conversation that Moses had with God on the mountaintop, and call it at 5, 6, 7, I see you. I'm going to come to you in a second. Who am I? And the story goes, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm not going to read the scripture. You know, we find Moses, you know, he was working for his father-in-law, and he was on the top of Mount Horeb. And this also is a story that deals with self-awareness. We're not going to go dig too deep in this story, but at another time. On Mount Horeb, where Moses was tending sheep, he came upon this burning bush, and his burning bush spoke to him, and it was the voice of God. And that's where God gave Moses the instructions to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And Moses stated or asked God, well, you know, well, who am I going to say sent me? And the declaration that God said from the burning bush is to tell him, I am that I am. And that is the most powerful words in the English language, is I am. Because anything you add after I am is a declaration of who you are. Whether you verbalize it, whether it's verbalized or nonverbal, it is a decree. It is an edict that you are making about yourself. And that's the most powerful thing we can do. Because those declarations, or we'll call them affirmations that you're making about yourself, go into the subconscious mind. See, this is all about our mind. You know that saying, a mind is a terrible thing to waste? Our mind, God gave us the most powerful instrument we can ever use. It's not a gun, it's not a knife, it's not a bomb, but it's your mind. And if you use your mind correctly, it is a bomb. When you use your mind correctly, it will free you. It will lead you to your purpose. It will lead you to your destiny. And there's nothing as powerful as walking in your destiny, walking in your purpose, and understanding what it is and who you are. So a little bit about that story with Moses, the declaration, the affirmation, God telling him, just tell him, I am, that I am sent. And if we look at that story, just to look at it real shortly, it deals with the concept of meditation. Moses was on top of a mountain, a place of exaltation. This is another interpretation of this story. Remember, these stories are stories about you. They're speaking to you. When you read these stories, put yourself in the place of that individual, of that character. Moses was on top of that mountain, a place of exaltation, a place of contemplation. You know, where it says Jesus went on top of the mountaintop, and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He was in a place of contemplation, meditation. And it says Moses saw this burning bush. We know that that's figurative. No bush will be consumed by fire and not burn. That is your mind. That is your mind. That is symbolic to your mind. Your mind is probably the hottest part of your body, but it does not burn up. And so the next part is, after you make a declaration of I am powerful, I am strong, I am smart. And this is what we need to do with our children. That's where we need to start, with the reprogramming of the subconscious, is with our children. When you put your children to bed, you get them to say, I am smart. I am powerful. I am extraordinary. I'm wonderful. That begins the affirmation process. That is the I am. And you do it for yourself. That is the most powerful time to do it. Is, I'm sorry, call it 5, 6, 7. We'll be opening up the lines in a few minutes. The next part of that process is visualization. And this can be done right before bed and right when you wake up in the morning. Because that is the best time to do it, because your body is in a relaxed state. Visualize the thing that you want, the thing that you're trying to visualize, the thing that you want to see in yourself. Don't linger on the negative or the thing that you don't have or the thing that you lack. Because remember, what you put your attention to will show up, whether good or bad. The mind is a powerful weapon, and it is the thing that we can use to reprogram the self-hate. So the first part is the I am, the affirmation, the visualization. It's painting the picture of what you want to see, where you want to go in your head. And that's taking a quiet time. Remember the story, Moses was on the mountaintop, a place of exaltation. In the church, they say, go to your secret closet, wherever that may be. That's not a figurative closet. It could be for you. It doesn't have to be. It could be somewhere quiet, somewhere in your back room, somewhere at the park, your backyard, wherever the case may be, where you can hear yourself think, where you can get yourself away from the distraction. Because that's our problem, the distraction, the TV, the media, the constant bombardment of other images that have no value to us, those are distractions. Those come from the social engineering factory that are no value to us and our children. So the first part is the affirmations I am, the visualization, and the third part of that is the meditation. The visualizations you have, the meditation. I know when we mention meditation, a lot of folks get, think we're talking about arm and you're going to go off and you start talking about, oh, you're going to invite them spirits in. Meditation is a powerful thing. Sometimes black folks just get crazy. Oh, you bringing in them evil spirits. That's why I don't meditate. So meditation is finding yourself in a quiet place, a stillness. Is it Psalms 46 and 10 say, be still and know that I am God? That talks about a place of stillness, a quietness of meditation. If you ain't quiet and you ain't still, you can't hear nothing. You scattered. You got a lot of noise, a lot of distractions around you. So you need some quiet. So for any of those that want to call, the call-in number is 646-716-8362. 646-716-8362. And while this break, you can find me at the website right now is under construction, but I have the contact information on there. www.purposeandspirit.org. And on Facebook page is House of Purpose Spiritual Center. House of Purpose Spiritual Center. That's how you can find me and contact me. Also have phone number. 713-962-7491. We have a caller. Caller, you're on. You have a question? Okay, maybe someone just listened. But The three things that we need to use to help us in reprogramming the subconscious mind is the affirmation, the I am. Write this stuff down. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it before yourself. Put it on your mirror. And then you use your visualization and your meditation. These are the things you need to teach yourself and to teach your children, because we are constantly bombarded with negative images. The person I think about the most is probably, to me, the saddest of anybody is Michael Jackson. His brother sliced and diced himself just to get a European image. And even had white children. So that brother had some demons. And that's the thing that we have to war against. And the techniques, again, are to reprogram the subconscious mind is the affirmation, visualization, and meditation. And some people ask the question, well, how do I find my person? I'm a proponent of just ask the question. If you got a question you don't know something about, in a sense, just ask the question to the spirit world, to God, to the universe. And you'll get your answer. God will give you your answer. You just have to ask the question, no matter what it is, because what you put out will come back, and you have to believe that. You know, those questions, the first one is, well, who am I? All of these are steps you can help you lead to the reprogramming of the subconscious mind. You know, who am I? Where did I come from? What is my purpose here? And what must I do to fulfill that purpose? Those are the four basic questions that you should ask, along with the exercise. The exercises of I am, the visualization, and the meditation. Those are the things that can help you through this process. And this is what we should use to teach our children, teach them at an early age. And I recommend right before bed, we should do the visualization, put the technique, use these techniques right before bed, and when you wake up in the morning. Because as I say, that's when your body is at its most relaxed state. Because what our subconscious mind does, it remembers, it holds on to things that are not always, that are not good for us. And we're going to always try to give you as much information here on the House of Purpose. There was an article done by James Gallagher. The name is James Gallagher with the Health Science Reporter. And this article dealt with memories of past between generations. So part of what we're dealing with in our subconscious mind is deeply rooted. If memories are passed from generations, and we've never dealt with our trauma, we've never been through the process of healing. Some of you all, whether you want to believe it or not, still have trauma from the plantation. I go back even further. Some of you are having trauma from the day you left the continent as you travel on that slave ship across the Atlantic. So we have to be vigilant about digging into our subconscious mind. So you know, going into the past can be hurtful. It can be devastating. And you know, we look at the second part of the book, Intended Design: A Journey to Self-Awareness, where we deal with where do we come from, and we use the story of Lot and his wife. It's in Genesis 19, chapter 24, verse. And again, when we look at these stories, we're looking at these stories from an allegorical perspective. I'm not getting into the debate whether there was actually a woman and she turned to salt. That's really not the issue. The issue is the lesson within the story. And we know how the story goes. It says when Lot and his wife and his two daughters were running from Sodom and Gomorrah, the instructions for them was not to look back. This is what we would call an anthropomorphic story, the same as Moses on the mountain talking to the burning bush, an anthropomorphic story. And it says as they were leaving and fleeing from Sodom and Gomorrah, she turned to look back. And when she did that, she turned to a pillar of salt. It's good to know about the past, but in some cases, it's not good to linger there. And her, in this particular story, and I guess one night I'll go more in detail with these stories and the symbolism, but for right now, we just want to kind of highlight some of the points in it. She looked back, and this story is basically symbolic of the things in the past we can hold on to. Because what did she turn into? It says she turned into a pillar of salt. And salt deals with preserving something. And it will preserve something whether you want it or not. And those are the...
Hello?
Little technical difficulties, but I'm back. We're talking about the Adam and Eve, Lot and his wife, and the whole concept where she turned into salt, which is a preservative, and holding on to the memories of the past, which go into our subconscious mind. And so tonight we're going to keep it brief. This is the first one, the first show coming back. We'll have many more, but tonight we want to just look at self-hate, the roadblock to purpose, how self needed to reprogram the subconscious mind. That's the I am affirmation, visualization, and meditation. Before we go, let's see, we got 5, 6, 7. 201. Carl, you got a question? Okay, we're trying to figure this out, y'all. First time using this in a long time. So forgive me if I muted you out. 567-201-1003. A couple more times. We'll figure it out, y'all. But that is basically all we have for this show. We'll have many more after this, dealing with purpose and understanding who you are. Quite frankly, in my opinion, the only thing that's really out there to help Black people in America is two things. That's understanding who you are as a person, as an individual, and collectively. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is collective economics. But it all starts with you, understanding who you are, knowing your purpose, your destiny. It's the only thing that's going to save you or help you in this situation. So that concludes tonight's conversation. And we will sign off with Frank and Beverly May's Golden Time of the Day.
Thank you.
that